This is Artbeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Two friends in Grand Rapids who are photographers wondered what the most powerful photograph they could capture would be. Joey Schultz and Johnny Hansen have traveled the world training their eye on the beauty around them. But inspired by their grandmothers and their powerful influence on their respective families, the two decided to travel around the United States, taking portraits of the grandmothers of America. Along with the photos, they asked every grandmother the same question: what advice would you give your younger self? You went on several trips to capture these portraits and talk to these grandmothers?
Yeah, we took four tours, and they were about a month long each, give or take, depending on where we were heading and how many states we were trying to accomplish. But we did started in the Southwest. And then where did we go, Johnny, next?
We kind of divided the country into quadrants. So like Joey said, we started in the Southwest. Then we did a Southeast and kind of like the Louisiana southern states. And then we did a Northeast, all up the Eastern Seaboard. And then our last tour was up in the Northwest, and kind of hit the Midwest, kind of did the Wisconsin, Minnesota, all the way to Oregon and Washington, and back through the Dakotas, South Dakota.
Great way to see the country at the same time.
Oh, it was incredible.
It's incredible.
Yeah, and we have so many photos that, you know, just didn't make the book because there's just such a huge volume of pictures. But yeah, we had a blast just seeing this incredible diverse landscapes.
How many finally made it into the book? It was 200-something?
Yeah, 260 grandmothers total, and around 200 made it into the book.
Mm. And tell me how you made these choices. How do you find the grandmothers that you want to photograph?
We didn't know how to do it at first. You know, we started and we tried. You know, we went to an In-N-Out Burger, I remember, and I saw a grandma sitting there, and I was like, okay, Johnny, I'm going to try it, you know? And I walked up and I said, are you a grandmother? And I remember she looked at me like, you know, get the hell away from me.
Exactly.
And I walked back to Johnny and I was like, uh-oh, I don't know how to do this. And then we tried another time and another time. And then finally we were on our way through Joshua Tree, and our executive producer, this is before he became our producer, was living in Joshua Tree. And we sat with him at his house, and I kind of was like, oh my gosh, what did we do? How is this going to work? How am I going to convince women to let me photograph them? And we practiced with him. And the next day, I think we got like 8 grandmothers to agree to let us photograph them. And it was all done at happenstance. You know, it was with knocking on doors, canvassing, going into grocery stores, going to retirement homes, and just asking around if there were grandmothers.
How did you change your approach to not be intimidating?
Well, one of the things that is intimidating right out the gate is if you say, hey, can I take your picture? People will just instantly say no.
Ah.
So if you know, this book is more than portraits. It's a collection of advices too. And so what we did is we would start to talk about, you know, this question, what advice would you give to your younger self? And started to talk about life wisdom and values and holding the space to have this conversation. You know, it enabled us to build some trust and go to that vulnerable place. And, you know, we're able to listen and share a little bit with them too. And then we would kind of say, okay, now that we have this awesome advice, do you think that we could take a portrait of you for the book that we're working on? And then, you know, sometimes they'd still say no, but the majority of the time after we got there, it was like, okay, well, we already got this far. I guess I'll let you take my portrait.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Cinta A-Stars. There's quite a range in age, 36 to 106. I'm wondering if in this kind of portraiture, if you were able to break through some of the unfortunate cultural norms that we have, I think, especially in westernized society, about how we define beauty, especially in women.
Yeah, one of the most important parts of this project for me was helping to redefine not only within myself, but in the collection of work and for the viewer of the work, of the definition of aging and beauty. You know, we're constantly bombarded of what is beautiful. And as a portrait photographer and a street photographer, I find beauty in all shapes and sizes and faces and lines, and spending time with these grandmothers and giving them all the equal honor as the project through our intention. It was a really amazing thing to watch these grandmothers feel beautiful and watch their reactions of such, you know?
Yeah, there was such a range. And for us, it was really, our goal was to take the most beautiful portrait that we could of whoever we're photographing, to use our skills and our tools to honor these women. And that's as simple as it was, you know, how can we take the most beautiful and authentic image and truthful image of these women to help share their story, which, you know, coupled with their advice, is their truth. You know, it's a life wisdom and a life values statement. So putting those together, you know, it does kind of, it's a very powerful thing, and it's beautiful in its own unique way, and that almost there's this wisdom component that gets baked into the beauty of the whole piece, you know.
And it's not just the definition of beauty. I think we're a little bit allergic to the whole idea of aging. Everything is anti-aging. You know, I wonder if you came away with any different views than when you began about age being a blessing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it almost, you know, part of what we wanted to do is give voice to this demographic of our society that doesn't seem to have a prominent voice in our media. You know, if you go on Instagram, you're not really seeing the voices of elderly folks. So we wanted to kind of create an avenue and a pathway to share that. So it became really clear how void and absent those voices are as we kind of spent more time working with grandmothers and still staying connected to our networks. It just became really apparent how there really isn't space for those voices. So that was definitely part of what we're trying to do with this project, is to help create a channel and a voice in a way that this wisdom can be shared and upheld and valued.
So I wonder, too, if you can tell me more about, we've talked about their faces, but let's talk about the advice that you heard. What sticks out in your mind after, of course, you're not going to recall all 200 plus, but what's sticking with you?
I didn't fully understand the expectations on marriage from a young age of these women. And a lot of advices were, don't get married so young, spend more time for yourself, explore the world. Get an education. And, you know, as a place of where I'm at, I have such privilege compared to these women, especially the ones that were over 80. I didn't realize the level of which they were felt obligated to get married.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Joey Schultz and Johnny Hansen, the photographers and authors of Grandmothers of America. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.